heard of a dog trot house?
No.
Okay.
Is that what that one's called?
Okay. Some people call it
a dog trot?
Dog trot house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonder why it got
two separate that. Rooms or parts, usually single rooms connected by a roof covering an open area between the rooms. Okay. What do you call a house with a very long entry hall that's set in...
please.
Your manners are getting nicer.
That's very nice. Okay, a house with a long entry hall that's set at a 90-degree angle to one big room. Do you have a name for a house like that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's that called?
Have you heard of a hall and a parlor house?
Uh-uh.
Or a flying L?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Can you tell me about any small houses with distinctive designs, you know, generic terms for...
Oh, like a crack, a salt box?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's
salt
that?
Box. Salt box? Well, that's the kind of homes that they have up in New England. They're just straight up and down in front, and then it's a old style. And as the family got bigger or more money, they had more money, they would add on out to the side another little smaller area or another little smaller area.
Okay. Anything else around
Cape
here?
Cod, a cottage style, Creole cottage.
What's that?
A Creole cottage. Okay, it's just a square house with this type roof like this that sort of slopes out to the front with a front porch out front, and it's got maybe little columns, and it's got steps, and you walk up. It's definitely a distinctive style all its own.
Okay. What kind of buildings would house several or many families?
An apartment, a condominium.
Okay, can you tell me the difference?
Between an apartment and
yeah.
a condominium? Apartments are rented, condominiums are paid for and bought like your own home.
Okay. What would you call, or what would a row house be to you?
A what?
Row house.
Have no idea.
Okay. What would you call an apartment that occupies an entire level of a building?
An apartment that occupies penthouse?
Say that if it no.
No. I don't know.
Have you heard of a flat?
I've heard of a flat. I just didn't know what a flat was.
Okay, so you don't have any meaning
no.
about it? No. Okay, most apartment buildings have a man who does certain minor plumbing.
A janitor.
Okay.
Or what they're calling now, they got to stick a plant engineer. A maintenance man. Our janitor over at school is now called the plant engineer.
Okay.
Gotta tack a big name on there to make it more important.
That's right. What if a tenant lived, you know, in the apartment complex, but he was responsible for all the repair? Does he have a special name? He lives along with other people.
People? Well, he lives along with the maintenance.
Okay.
Engineer. Oh.
Okay. What would you cut the grass with?
A lawnmower.
Okay. Can you tell me about some different kinds of lawnmowers?
Well, there's the kind that you have to push that has no motor on it. Now, that's a real old kind that, you know, goes round and round. Push mower.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have an electric push mower that it's the blade is driven by a motor.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to push the lawnmower. Then you have self-propelled lawnmowers that drive themselves. All you have to do is guide it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen remote control lawnmowers where you sat down on the porch and pushed a little button and the lawnmower went back up and down the the yard. You have riding lawnmowers
mm-hmm.
that you get on and ride and cut the grass. They're very nice if you have a large yard. You have lawnmowers that are pulled behind tractors. The tractor pulls the lawnmower and the blades are attached to the
mm-hmm.
part that hooks on to the tractor.